classic Clash here on Absolute Radio. That's an absolute classic. Of course, that is probably the Clash song you hear the most, and it's a great song, and it's a pleasure to play it. But as we started this journey now together, this new journey, the new radio station, I dare say we will be delving a little bit deeper into the Clash's archives. I'd like to hear Police and Thieves. That would be a great song. Train in Vain. So many good ones. So keep listening. We're playing those big songs that you can sing along with. Also the ones you don't hear so much, the ones that you really love. You think, oh, I wish they'd play songs like that on the radio every now and again. As well as new music. We're working harder to find new music for you, giving you more chances to discover new music. Ben Jones here after 8 o'clock tonight. You now have a better chance than ever of joining the 100 Club. The 100 Club, of course, an exclusive worldwide club that only exists philosophically. The people who are over 100 years of age. There are more people over 100 years of age in this country, it's been reported today, than ever before. It's got to be good news for the sales of Werther's Originals.
Of course, yeah.
One would have thought. As well as Euthamol toothpaste. What other brands do only old people use?
There's a toilet paper, isn't there, that's
used? Oh, Isle toilet paper, yeah. So these people are probably keeping those brands afloat. Of course, a lot of people would say, it's just so great. It's just so great to have more old people around because they can share stories. They can just share their memories and share the stories. I don't know if you've ever spent time with anybody over 100 years of age.
Never, actually.
I've met two people in my life over the age of 100. Not much story sharing going on. Just have this faraway look in their eyes, like thinking, I shouldn't be alive. They should have taken me by now. Why am I still alive? And it tends not to make too much sense.
Right.
You know, there's something horrible, I think, more often than not, about a mind of that age being ravaged by age. I told you my girlfriend's theory on this, on the strange things that old people come out with. So, you know, often she worked in old people's home for a while, and she was saying that you get a situation where an old lady won't speak for ages, and then she'll go, "Ooh, Dennis, you shouldn't be showing me that." Of course, there's no Dennis in the room or anything. So she's got this theory that what happens is all the memories that they lost when they were young, when they were drunk, or come back to them.
It's a theory.
It's a great theory. So you know, the next time you're spending time with your nan or whatever, and she randomly just blurts something out that makes no sense, that seems complete. Oh, I shouldn't be here. Oh, I really shouldn't be in here. I'm going to be in trouble. There's a chance. Of course, I've not had the time, the inclination, or the funding to get a psychiatrist or any kind of neurologist to check this out. But maybe the flashbacks they're getting, all those nights out when you get so hideously drunk when you're younger that you can't remember a thing, it's just those nights coming back to you and the horror of what you were actually up to. It's Absolute Radio, and this is a great song. I'm so pleased to be playing this. One of the greatest British singer-songwriters of recent years. It's Badly Drawn Boy.